Is it nice on going on the road to you guys need to get started quickly to maybe take the crowd out of this game?
Yeah, I think we got to get off to a good start. It'll be good. You know, last week we didn't do that. You know, and so we've been focusing more on that after Wednesday's practice. You know, it's pretty good. So, it's evident that we get off to a really good start, you know.
Scary incident last Sunday going out before the half. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good. You know, I'm feeling really good. It did kind of scare me, but, after that, my adrenaline started pumping, got back in there, caught some passes. So, you know, got back on Monday, and I felt a little sore, but now I'm ready to go.
Roddy, did the experience with the ankle last year, did it make you a little bit more cautious with Nixon and bruises this year?
No, not really. I know I just got to go out there and just play football, you know, and not worry about, you know, little things or my body getting hurt or things like that. So, I really don't even think about it while I'm out there. You know, you kind of really feel all those nicks and pains after the game, you know, and when things are over with. But I've been pretty consistent in just going out there and just playing fast, and that's just what I want to do.
But what I mean is, does it make you, be a little bit more cautious about how much time you take to get recovered?
No, not really. Me and Smitty, we're on a good program. You know, he wants me, you know, to do certain things on Wednesday and go out there and run around and get a little bit done, and then Thursday go out there and practice as hard as I can. And Friday, just be as fast as I can, you know, just go out there. Because we have to do time and things. We have things in the game plan that we have to get done, you know, and me and Matt got to be on the same page.
You've been through weeks like this a few times through your career, but is it just a constant reminder of even if you want to feel pretty good about a big win, you got to turn around and you're facing another team that was in the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're going through a point right now where we need to get, you know, go against these really good teams. You know, New Orleans is a really good team, and they won a lot of games. And Cincinnati's been in the playoffs the last 3 years. You know, they got a good quarterback, good receiver, good defense, too. You know, they're real sound in everything they do. So it's another show-and-prove game. You know, we got to go out there and execute and try to get a win on the road.
Only one game under this new DC, but do you see much change from him as opposed to Zimmer?
No. They do a lot of things the same, you know. You know, anytime you come from underneath the same tree, you know, you've been around a coordinator for that long, you kind of just follow, you know, a lot of things that he does because he was so successful at, you know, doing it. Zimmer's always had one of the top five defenses in the league. So he's doing a lot of things that he did, you know, and they got good personnel, so he can just go out there and cut it loose.
Right, I know you're a team guy, but what are the franchise records that you've been setting now moving up the ladder with career touchdown receptions? One, what did it mean to you on Sunday, and just two, moving forward?
It means a lot, you know, but at the end of the day, I just want to win a lot of games and hopefully win a Super Bowl. You know, that's been my goal since I started playing here, and just being around the good teams that we've had, you know, for the last, you know, 6-7 years, you know, we've been, you know, close, but haven't gotten over that hump. So, you know, you look at those career goals and things you accomplish after you get done playing football and things like that. But at this point right now, I just want to focus on winning football games.
Is this the group that's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I think we're talented enough. You know, we got a lot of good players on our team. But I feel like week in and week out is going to be a challenge for us to just stay mentally focused and go out there and execute. You know, and that's going to be our biggest task, just going out there every week because we're going to have to play good every week, you know, give ourselves a chance to win.